Hello, everyone. This is Lewis here, and this is Origin of Words podcast. And sitting next to me is the lovely...
me, Jessica.
The lovely me. This podcast is about the origin of interesting words and phrases. You know, way back a few years ago, it used to be called the Origin of American Slang and Idioms, but since... after about 2 years, it has changed to Origin of Words. And this is number six. This year is the sixth year. We started this in April 10th, 2010. And today is actually April 5th. So we're one day shy of exactly 6 years. So congratulations to us. Yay! And today we are going to, this is podcast number 106. Today we're going to talk about some popular social media and websites that most people know about. And we have the origin of Twitter, and then
Facebook.
The origin of Facebook, and then
YouTube.
And then YouTube, and then
Google,
and then
Yahoo,
and last is LinkedIn. So let's begin with the origin of Twitter. Twitter was founded by a guy, Jack Dorsey, and he was in another meeting, another company called Odeo. It's probably Odeo because it sounds like rodeo, and. But he wanted to. He was interested in how cities communicate from one in real time from one city to another city. And originally, he called Twitter Status. But then he one day was the story goes that he was going through the dictionary and he found the word Twitter with a small t, and the Twitter with a small t. The dictionary meaning is. A short burst of not very important information, such as a chirp from a bird, you know, like tweet, 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 tweet. And then that's basically how the, and then he changed it to Twitter, spelled T-W-T-T-R, and then later changed it to what we know today is capital T as the company, W-I-T-T-E-R, to make it more simple.
Twitter 呢，它是一种美国社交网络以及微博客服务的网站。那么这个 Twitter 这个词本身它的意思呢，就是说一些比较短的，而且是一些比较不那么重要的一些信息。那么也可以说是像鸟儿叽叽喳喳的那种叫声。那么这个词后一开始的时候，这个公司用它的时候用的是Twitter 是用的是 TWTTR， 但是后来就变成了现在就是大写 T Twitter。
Very good. The next one is Facebook. In American universities, when, as an undergraduate, you get this directory with lots of information about the school and pictures of the some of the students, pictures of the incoming students and with the photo. So that is called a Facebook, separated the two words, face and then the second word, book. And this is an online directory that you could look up any student's name, individual student and their name. And then from that information, we know a little bit about the history. Some students, I'm not going to get into who legally started Facebook. And anyway, the name started at Harvard University and the service of looking up different people. Then it was called, it was changed to The Facebook with a capital T and a capital F, two words put together. And then later, for simplicity, again, it was just called Facebook.
Facebook 这个词，如果我们不说它是这个社交网络服务网站的意思的话呢，它本身指的是大学里面的那种，或者学校里面的那种花名册，也就是通过这个花名册，你可以看到基本上你今年进来的你所有的人，你都可以知道了。后来呢，这个扎克伯格 他创立这个 Facebook 的时候呢，一开始的时候用的是 The Facebook， 而且是就是大写的 T 大写的 F， 中间没有空格。那么后来为了简洁呢，就改成了 Facebook。
And our third social media website is called YouTube. Now, the U in YouTube means or represents the user. That would be me, you, and everyone else. And they're created by the individual and not by the website YouTube. So the individual has to create the content and put it on the website, and that's what the U means. The tube is an acknowledgement of the tubes used in old TVs or in older computer monitors, those cathode ray tubes that delivered the images. So it took that acknowledgement and put it together with the U, and there you get YouTube.
YouTube 它是什么呢？它其实就是一种我们大家都很熟了，就是非常多的这些视频啊什么的，不管是自制的不管是原创的还是说录制的，都是可以在上面进行播放，那么大家通过这个来进行这个互动。那么这个 U 指的是这个user， 也就是说这个用户他来就是占主导的。那么 tube 呢，其实是对这个电视的以往的那种早期的那种电视的一种致敬啊，就表示啊，这个是视频的一种意思。
And an interesting statistic that I have here is that today, these days, 100 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every minute. I mean, that's crazy. 100 hours of videos are uploaded. I mean, this is all over the world. 100 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every single minute.
You see, there are a lot of people on the earth.
A lot of people on the earth using and uploading stuff to YouTube. And I don't know why in China we can't watch it.
Well, you can watch Youku.
Well, that's true. That's very true. The next one is Google. Now, some people know about the history of Google, but this is why we're here, to tell everyone. So, as the world's largest search engine, Google was founded in 1998 by two guys, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, PhD students at Stanford. And they misspelled the word...what we know today is Google with a capital G, G-O-O-G-L-E. But they wanted to use the real word with a small g, Google, G-O-O-G-O-L, which is the term, it's a number term, which is the number one, followed by 100 zeros. That's a real word.But they misspelled it as G-O-O-G-L-E, and that's what we know today as Google. But why they misspelled the word PhD students at Stanford, I would like to know that story.
Wow, that must be an interesting story. 那么这个 Google 一开始的时候大家知道的是那个 Google,G-O-O-G-O-L 也就是十的一百次方。那么当时后来就说建立这个 search engine 的时候，这个搜索引擎的时候，他们写错了。但是我觉得 Louis 的质疑也是正确的啊，因为这两个词并不完全是一样的。如果要是写错应该是 G-O-O-G-L-O， 但是他写成了 G-O-O-G-L-E 啊，还是有点奇怪哦。
No, G-O-O-G-O-L. Not G-L-O.
I mean, if you misspell it, maybe you say G-O-O-G-O-L, G-L-O, not G-O-L, but G-L-O, but then it's Google, G-O-O-G-O-E.
Now I'm really confused.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, let's move on to Yahoo. Now, Yahoo, if you look very carefully, is spelled Y-A-H-O-O, but it has an exclamation point after it. I don't know how many people really pay attention to that. The reason for that exclamation point or mark after the word Yahoo is because the word Yahoo, Y-A-H-O-O, was already trademarked by another company that produced barbecue sauce. So that's one reason for the exclamation point. But the actual origin of Yahoo is a little bit strange, and it's hard to get the exact origin here, but the founders, Jerry Yang and David Filo, in 1994, one of the theories is that it was an acronym for a web directory. A web directory is like a search engine, but a search engine is only a search engine. You put the search words in the space. A web directory has more information on it, the home page, such as sports, news, weather, gossip, trending, and so on. And so Yahoo originally was a web directory. And as a web directory, it was called, and get ready for this, yet another hierarchical officious oracle. And if you look at the letters, it's Y-A-H-O-O. And each term has its own meaning. Hierarchical means like a directory of layers. Oracle, because an oracle has the truth of something. And then the next word is officious, meaning office workers working on this project. And then what's the last one? Oh, officious oracle. Oh, okay, there it is, Y-A-H-O-O. So...
那么雅虎这个词大家听到的时候千万不要先想到的是这个烧烤酱啊 ,BBQ 烧烤酱。那这个雅虎后面我们带了的有带一个感叹号的。那么带了这个感叹号呢就是我们现在看到的雅虎的这个它是一个网络的搜索的一个名册啊，它不是一个单纯的搜索引擎，它是一个网络搜索名册。那么一开始的时候可能就是有各种各样的说法吧，有人说这个雅虎它是这个 yet another hierarchical officious oracle 的这个缩写啊，但是呢还有另外一种说法，就是说他们因为这个雅虎它本身是一种就是上面什么都有，然后看上去比较乱乱的那种感觉的。
That seems to be the most accepted origin of Yahoo, but there is another side note to the origin, and it is said that in the 1980s in America, the word Yahoo with a small y and not meaning the barbecue company, the word is a slang word for someone, and please forgive me, any Southerners are listening, but especially, I mean, Southerners in the United States, it was a slang word for the rural Southerners, the Southerners that lived in the rural sections of the country in the South, as peoples that were not very educated, a little bit rude and uncouth. So this is sort of the opposite of Google, where Google was very refined and precise with its search engine, and the slang meaning of Yahoo was sort of like the beginnings of today, what we think of Yahoo as a search engine, but actually it's called a web directory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move on to the last one here. Now, the last one, LinkedIn, is just, it's been around in the United States for a while, and it's separated by LinkedIn, but it's one word. So it's a professional networking website. If you are on that website, you are LinkedIn. But I want to talk about the Chinese addition to it in 2014, when the CEO, Jeff Weiner, came to China and opened it up. And at that time, please forgive my Chinese pronunciation, but I believe it was called LingYing.
LingYing.
Which means leading elite, if it's translated back to English. And they came into China in 2014 in the beginning, and Basically, that became the Chinese version of LinkedIn.
嗯哼，啊，那这个 LinkedIn 它是一个与职业有关的。那么现在很多人在 LinkedIn 上就是找工作啊，找实习啊，找各种。那么在中国呢，2014年它引进来之后，它叫领英啊。领英这个词在中文当中应该还蛮有意思的啊，就是啊，表示非常的这个专业，而且是好像是大家都是精英的感觉啊。
So there we have some professional websites like LinkedIn and other social media like Twitter, and some other search sites like Yahoo and Google. So I hope you thought that was interesting and adds a little bit to your knowledge of the history of these popular websites. And as always, please tell us your suggestions. Send an email or contact Jessica or myself and let us know what you like, what you don't like. And we will continue on for another year. And if you want to leave a like, if you have Facebook, like if you have a VPN, or just make a comment, that would be appreciated also. And we'll put some notes on the homepage here to help you with some links for yourself if you want to get more history. So, by the way, we just had a holiday here in China called Qingming.
Qingming Jie.
Yeah, so this is the day after Qingming Jie. So everyone that's listening and knows what that is, happy ancestors to you all. And any parting last words, Jessica?
Parting words?
Anything except we can say
再见.
Okay, bye-bye. And we'll see you in about 2 weeks.